White House officials say President Biden this week intends to keep criticizing Republicans for an earlier proposal to sunset popular social welfare programs like Social Security and Medicare, a political weapon he wielded against them in his State of the Union address last week. On CNN yesterday, Senator Mike Rounds, a South Dakota Republican, criticized the White House strategy, and he insisted that his party wants to keep Medicare and Social Security running into the future.
You do that by actually talking about it and not, you know, doing dog calls every time somebody says, let's try to address managing it.
But what does managing Social Security and Medicare mean? And how soon will those programs run out of money if Congress does nothing to ensure they stay solvent? Julie Rovner is chief Washington correspondent for Kaiser Health News, and she's here to give us the facts. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
So Republicans now seem to be running away from Florida Senator Rick Scott's proposal to have the program expire every 5 years and have the program budgets come up for votes in Congress. Republicans like Senator Rounds wants to manage Social Security, as we just heard, by putting money into private accounts. Can you explain that and whether it's likely to happen?
Yes, this is an idea that's been around for a couple of decades, actually. President George W. Bush tried to advance it in the early 2000s. Right now, Social Security trust fund money is invested in U.S. Treasury bonds. They tend to increase in value more slowly than things like the stock market. So the Republicans have long wanted the idea of allowing individuals during their working years to take some or all of their Social Security taxes and invest them however they want. Maybe they could get a higher return in the stock market, or as we've seen, a lower return. Democrats also are worried about this proposal because they say it would be a windfall for private investment firms that would manage all this money. They would take their proceeds, you know, their percentage off the top, so that the Democrats say that it's better if the government continues to manage the program.
Got it. Now, trustees' reports say Medicare's hospital trust fund, also called Part A, is fully solvent through 2028. Social Security is solvent through 2035. In a way, that seems far off, but yet it's oh so close. What happens if nothing is done, Julie?
Well, if nothing is done, then the programs become what's called insolvent. They don't go bankrupt. They wouldn't stop paying all benefits. In fact, it's estimated that the trustees estimate that Medicare could still pay 90% of the program's bills until 2031. But this is hardly the first time that these programs have been approaching insolvency. In 1983, Social Security was technically insolvent when it famously got fixed by a bipartisan compromise between President Ronald Reagan and House Democratic Speaker Tip O'Neill. That did a lot of things, including raising the Social Security regular retirement age from 65 to 67, which still hasn't happened yet. That's how long in the future it was, and taxing some Social Security benefits for the first time. Medicare's also been closer to insolvency before. In 1997, it was just 4 years away from insolvency, coincidentally or not, just before another big bipartisan agreement between President Bill Clinton and House Republican Speaker Newt Gingrich. So this is not the first time. Congress usually does something, but they usually wait till the last minute.
Okay. I mean, it really seems like healthcare costs just seem to go up and up. And I'm wondering, you know, can you fix that and keep Medicare Part A solvent? Or, as you said, will it wait till the 11th hour when we're looking at the end of the cliff?
Well, it's important to remember that Medicare Part A is actually only now a small part of Medicare. It does include hospital bills, so they are expensive. But now there's Medicare Part B, C, and D, and those are funded by general revenues and beneficiary premiums and can't technically go bankrupt. So that we're only talking about a piece of Medicare. But you're absolutely right. The only way to actually make Medicare less expensive is to make healthcare in general less expensive. And nobody's actually been able to figure out how to do that yet.
Yeah. And one of the things I found interesting, Julie, with regards to Social Security is that it actually doesn't contribute to the deficit because the program is legally not allowed to borrow money. So can you explain that?
Yeah, although this is not my expertise of how the Social Security works. This was part of there was a debate about the lockbox also back in the late 1990s. They basically wanted to keep Social Security separate from the rest of the federal budget in order, this was part of the fight over Social Security, in order to make sure that, you know, Social Security money wasn't going to pay for other things.
So Julie, just in kind of summation, what's likely to happen with these programs? Because it seems like they're just too popular to kill, but they are really a political football right now and causing some financial headaches.
Yes, well, they've always been a political football. And what happens is when the insolvency gets close, both parties tend to lay down their weapons on this. And it's not just the Democrats who have, bashed the Republicans over this. The Republicans have bashed the Democrats over this. I mean, basically, they do it because it works. But eventually, they will have to sit down in a bipartisan way. There are ways, particularly Social Security, not that hard to fix. It will just require doing some perhaps unpopular things, like if not raising the taxes, then at least getting rid of the cap on earnings so that wealthy people would have to pay more in Social Security taxes.
Julie Rovner's chief Washington correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Thank you so much, Julie.
You're quite welcome.